Okay. I mean, terrible name, but yeah, it's that one.
It is, unless you sing it like a heavy metal. Nobody escaped the wolf.
Yeah, just like that. I think everyone escapes that wolf.
Hi, everybody. This is Jason.
This is Pete.
And this is the Lost Legions podcast. And what are we here to talk to you today about, Pete?
Our top five Legion-specific reactions.
Ooh, top five Legion reactions.
I got something in my eye. That's always good. I love that.
Top one Legion reaction. Poke me in the eye.
Yeah, we're going to go through. This is always fun because we always have differences, so we'll see what goes on.
I purposely tried not to see what Pete's list is, so we can on the notes, so we can talk about this. All right, well, let's jump in. Pete, what is your number five top Legion reaction?
So my fifth most favorite has to be the Emperor's Children unique reaction. I've had some experience with it now. It's pretty good. It's definitely pretty good. It's definitely not the best by any means. Being able to catch your opponent off guard by, for those that don't know, you issue a charge. When an opponent issues a charge on you, you can go, aha, I charge you first. And as long as you roll equal or higher distance dice than what they have, then you charge them and gain all your charge bonuses and all the rest of it instead. So it's pretty nice.
Called the perfect counter, I think.
Yeah, the perfect counter, I said, yeah.
So, I have had this popped on me quite a few times, considering both you and Aiden play Emperor's Children, and I've never seen you guys fail, which is funny, because you should, statistically. I met Pete last time when we played, we just played this last weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
He equaled me, and I was like, yes! And he's like, I win ties. And I'm like, no! So, yeah.
Yeah, I think it would be sucky if you lost tie, like otherwise it's just not in your favor to do it. Do you know what
you,
I mean?
Yeah, you have to roll. Well, I mean, it's still, I guess, within your favor because you're breaking someone's charge. You have a chance to break someone's charge. Any of these reactions that you react and break their actions in their phase are the ones that are amazing.
Yes, right? Yeah, like, that's a very good point to make. They are the ones that, in fact, spoilers, it's almost all of mine. But yeah, exactly.
Yeah, let's talk about the worst one, the Dark Angels one. Okay, well, you guys, now, spoilers, it's not on my top five.
What's your fifth one then, Jay?
So my top five, and this actually was kind of a kind of tie between yours, A Perfect Counter, and the Night Lord's one, which is A Better Part of Valor. And that is, the Night Lords can just, like, so when someone declares a charge on you, you can fall back 2d6 and regroup instantly, but it doesn't prevent them from charging somebody else, so they could charge a different Night Lords unit. It is amazing. It has gotten my butt out of so many jams, like, especially, like, with movement reactions and everything else. It turned, like, there's been so many times where opponents just set up and ready to charge me, and I'm just like, pop smoke, poof, and run away.
Yeah.
And it's just left them completely flat-footed, and then next turn I just jump up and assault them. And, yeah, it's genius. I wasn't super impressed with it when I read it, but playing it and playing the Night Lords, it's excellent. It's just another...
super bait and switch mode, right?
Yes. Yeah. And there's a couple of them that sort of, to me, fall around this number five zone. I think it's highly contested. And I'll give you my kind of runners up after we get through the list. But definitely this one edged out because personally I've played it. But I think there's two others that really kind of fit at this zone for me too. So Pete, moving on, what's your number four?
Number four is Iron Warriors.
Okay.
I forget what the name of it's called now, but they ultimately get to shoot twice on an return fire reaction, which is awesome. So if you shoot at them, they can declare, I'm going to use my once per game reaction and give you a double volley. And you can fire back twice with every gun that can fire, which is, you know, on the face of it, brilliant. It's just double bang for buck. You do gain, the unit gains gets hot on rolls of one for that reaction. Which, you know, is not to be sniffed at, depending on the guns you're using. But you're firing twice. You know, it's very obvious. It's very easy to apply in a game. You know, you can... when I was using them previously, at the beginning of second edition, I was using it a lot early in the game just to nuke something at full strength as hard as I can early on. You could use it situationally as the game goes on, but I think using it with your full strength straight away, it really makes your opponent think, Christ, that was a lot to deal with in one go.
Because you could do it with like las cannons or something.
Do it with anything. And if any unit that can return fire, I can do it. So, yeah.
Oh, that's funny though. But las cannons, though, if you get gets hot, it'll nuke your guy. Because yeah, it doesn't save me too. That's hilarious.
I'm pretty sure it's gets hot one because there's a warlord trait which lets them add one additional shot to all weapons of a type in a unit. And then those gets hot on ones or twos. I'm pretty sure that's the way around it works. So I'm 95% certain. Comments below if I got that wrong, guys.
I'm just saying, like, because of the AP of the las cannon, like,
oh, yeah,
one, destroyed. Like, they'll just nuke a guy.
Yeah. So that's my number four. What's yours?
So my number four, and this one I actually had to be talked into and think about, and now... I think it's actually genius, and this fits actually kind of with the Night Lords ones, is the Scars chasing the wind. and that is, if somebody moves within 12 of your model can move normally, and every model with the white score special rule around that one that got triggered can also move. So let's just say Pete moves up within to my white Scars unit. Everybody within 12 just goes, boop, and moves back a full movement. And that means if you have jet bikes, you're just gone. Like, you're out of assault range. You might be out of shooting range. Like, and it's the fact that it works for every unit within 12 of the one that got triggered.
Can I go in any direction as well?
Yeah, they just move.
Ooh, it's like a mid-game redeploy, isn't it, almost? Oh.
Yeah. So it's absolutely brutal. So if you think about, if you're playing at somebody with a jet bike list, they just go poof, and they're 17 inches away from you at that point, right? Like, that's a whole other round of chasing them. It is absolutely, even if it's just troops, right? Even troops can just run like away from you. So like it's really good. I think it is it's one of those ones that kind of just affects everything. It's the Uber movement reaction. And like, at first I did not think it was that great. Now it's in my top five. I think it's really, really good.
It could be really good for late game grabbing objectives and things.
Yeah. 100%. Like you said, yes, because you could use it anytime. You could move forward with it. Yeah. So yeah, I was talking about using it defensively. But like Pete just said, it could be used offensively to move forward onto all the objectives. Yeah, it's just a really flexible, cool, exactly, movement reaction.
Nice. No arguments so far. This is good.
Pete, what is your number three? Legion reaction.
Top number three, top five?
Yeah, number three, top five.
My third favorite's the wrong word here, has to be the Imperial Fist Swarm. It's pretty goddamn pat. I hate the fist so much, man, with that passion, even though I'm wearing a yellow t-shirt.
This one is great, but it's a hard wank.
Yeah. Jeez, wow. I might cut that bit out.
Can we say that?
No, I mean, I'm just saying whatever you want. Trigger warning. Anyway. What was I saying? Yeah. So the Imperial Fist one,
if you're fisting,
they get to assault you in your movement phase, basically. So if you land within, what is it, within 10 inches or so, 10 inches, the fist player can declare they're going to do it. And they can move. They assault, I think, D6 plus their initiative, if I remember correctly. But you always get it happening with you with Sigismund, because obviously every Imperial Fist player runs Sigismund. And I think he gets like an additional 3 or 4 inches or something, or plus 4 to the result anyway. So he always gets it off or whatever. Not that I'm bitter about that at all. But yeah, anyway, you move. They go, don't think so, sir. I will charge you. Which is pretty cool. It's cool.
It's really, really good. It's very, very good.
It's probably pretty good for a drop pod of soap, thinking about it. Drop down, hop out, shoot some stuff, can't assault, pin them
they move
at all, charge you now, yeah.
Well,
what's your number three?
Of my number three, and this will probably be interesting because it doesn't tie into anything you just said.
Ooh.
It is the Iron Hands, the Gorgon Spite.
Ooh.
Fire Overwatch twice with Gets Hot.
Interesting.
And I think this is very much like the Iron Warriors one, which I think is really good too. But this one, because it is primarily a shooting army,
yeah,
and you're trying to get into combat, hand-to-hand combat with these guys where they don't have any advantage. Well, they have an Overwatch. So this is kind of like the Night Lords. They have this Overwatch reaction where they can fire twice and just basically destroy you, right?
Yeah. Like,
so if they have any special weapons or something, if you're trying to forget about it, if you're trying to charge like a Laz Cannon squad or something, like, they're going to lose a couple, right? But, you know.
Yeah.
But like, yes, I think that this one is one of the really, really good ones that can really change the game, that makes it really, you really question charging in, right? This is one you want to trigger or bait out. Like, this is one you really want to like throw your tac squad in there first, so they know if they don't use it, they're going to lose it, because you're going to then charge them with your Terminators, right? Like, so this is kind of like one of those chess move ones that, and I really appreciate it. I think it's a good one. But again, very much like the Iron Warriors one, I just find this one a little bit better because it's clutch on assaults.
Oh yeah, 100%.
It's not just returning damage, which I think is good. But this one, because it's assault, I find it much clutcher.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I was going to say, I couldn't agree more. The assault phase is the harder phase to do anything in, right? So you're making a more difficult phase even more difficult. So it's it's just the better one of the two iron ones, really. My number two?
Your number two.
Straight back at you. Iron Hands, for everything you just said.
All right. I guess you rated it slightly higher than me.
Yeah.
You have anything to add to it?
I don't think so, dude. I think it's the two are the Iron Warriors and the Iron Hands one's very simple to see how they're used. They're very transparent and very obvious.
Yeah.
This one is just a great get out of jail free card. I think that's the thing, is the other one, the Iron Warriors one, is like a brilliant retaliation. This one is a great, like, huge speed bump, right?
So yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Nothing to add. Literally nothing to add.
Cool.
It's all been said.
My number two, which should be no surprise to you, is the Imperial Fist, the best defense. So yeah, if you end a move within 10 inches, they can roll a D6 plus their initiative and charge you. I mean, and that is, it's great.
Yeah.
But the thing is because it's interrupting you in your turn.
Yeah.
It is genius. Like, these are the ones that just make it so good. This is why that's why the perfect counter is good, even though I don't think it's in the best tiers. I do think that it is great because it interrupts you, right? Any of those are in like the top 10, like any of them.
It's interesting. Like, both our second and third places are literally fists and iron hands.
Yeah.
That's pretty closely aligned.
Any connection?
Yeah, maybe.
Crazy leap. Pete, what is your number one favorite Legion reaction?
So I've lied here. It's not my favorite, but I think it's definitely the best.
Controversy. Controversy.
It's the Space Wolves, dude.
Okay.
The Howl of the Wolf, or whatever it's called. What is it called?
It is called Nobody Escapes the Wolf.
Okay. I mean, terrible name, but yeah, it's that one.
It is, unless you sing it like a heavy metal. Nobody escapes the wolf.
Yeah, just like that. I think everyone escapes that wolf. If you end a movement within 12 inches of them, they can declare a charge, which they get to move their initiative, I think, and still do 2d6 charge. Is that right?
Yeah.
crazy good. It's like crazy far reach because it's better than the fists one because it goes off on a bigger bubble and you've got a better chance of making a further distance as well. So it's just the fists one on fists one on steroids, really.
I think it's if anybody moves within 12 of them, right? So I don't
think it ends their movement, right?
I don't think it works if you move inside of their 12-inch bubble.
Oh, yeah, no, you're right. Yeah, yeah, you move a foot. Yeah, sorry. So, that's a good point, Jay. So the fists one, you have to end a movement within that 10-inch bubble, right?
Yeah. If you move at all within 12 inches.
But the Space Wolves one is you move
at all. Nobody's capable.
Yeah. Wow. I'm going to just snip that. That's horrible. So that's it. I mean, it's so good. You don't see Space Wolves that much, which is the saving grace, because that would be so dull to play against all the time. Because you end up just having this like pseudo, this crazy bubble effect where you like freeze in space, like don't move, the wolf will get you. And it's a bit weird.
Because they run up and they get within like 12 inches of you. They're like, do you want to get closer to charge?
I dare you.
Everyone's gonna remain right here. Everybody's cool.
No, I'm good. Yeah. So yeah. And what's your number one, Jay?
Okay, so my number one is, and this might be contentious, is nobody escapes the wolf.
Jesus Christ.
Is the Space Wolf free action? Nobody escapes the wolf. For kind of all the reasons we've been talking about. I mean, I've used it a bunch, like I've used it on Ian when I trapped the lion into not moving. Like, and then he realized that the lion could charge 8 inches, so he didn't need to like randomly roll. But like, you know, you could just use it to bully people. Like, I've run up to like assault squads, and they've been like, "Oh God!" And nobody wants to move. Like, it's
intense.
Really good. Yeah, it's really intense. It is. It's a great reaction. I think it's my top number one reaction. It is genius.
So what were your honorable mentions out of curiosity?
My honorable mentions are the Mariscara one. I think, whatever it's called. Perfect Counter. The Emperor's Children, Perfect Counter. I think is really good. I don't remember the name of it, but I think it's Smoke and Mirrors, the Alpha Legion one.
That's quite cool.
Which, when you shoot at them, they can then displace 2d6 inches. They can get out of, line of sight. They can get out of range. But I think it's just kind of a redeploy, which can really mess people up. You're like, oh, I'm gonna move my dreadnoughts closer to you, right? Like, so it's really, really good. It can just mess with people's plans. I think overall, those are my favorites. There's a lot of kind of feel no pain ones that I don't think are that great, or like there's a couple ones. I think the Blood Angels are like you can shoot at them and they get feel no pain and then they can charge you, but it's really simple to not trigger it by not rooting them when they're like when you're close to them.
Yeah.
So it's like there's just a couple ones that don't really work all that well. I mean, like the Dark Angels one, I think is absolutely terrible.
Yeah.
Where you charge them and they roll leadership and then they become fearless and cause fear if they make it. And it's just like, what? Like, it's just not.
Some of them are terrible, aren't they? I think.
Some of them work so well and some of them are pretty good. And most all of them are useful. And that's why I think in general, I really like the Legion ones. The only one I don't think is useful at all is the fucking Dark Angels one.
The best ones are loyalists ones, right?
Yeah, I think a lot of the loyalist ones are really, really good. I mean, this is what we have. Like, I had Space Wolf Fist, Iron Hands, and Scars. Like, those are my top four. And then Night Lords and kind of Emperor's Children and Alpha Legion are kind of tied for my number five.
Yeah.
And that's kind of telling, right? Like, And honestly, the Night Lords one, just because it's got me out of more jams than the other two. But like, again, I think that all three of those reactions are really good. And most of them aren't terrible. It's just that like most of them, I would say anyone's an interrupter, great. Anyone that interrupts or does something on your opponent's phase is really good. There's a couple of them that are really bad. And like, yeah, but I think these are the best ones. And let us know what you guys think. Let us know what your top reactions are. Pete, are there any other reactions you want to talk about?
I like the Thousand Suns one.
What is that one?
I think
that
you get a 4+ invuln. I'm not sure how big it is. I have to check it up. I think you get a 4+ invun for a unit. Or for in a shot, I think. Yeah, it's pretty cool to be able to just throw up a 4+ invun when you want it. You know, that on a dreadnought that's getting pushed with like loads of metal guns or something could be like quite clutch, really.
Or your vets or something.
Yeah, exactly, right.
What are the guys called?
The choppy guys.
Something assault cabal, whatever. Somebody will know. Yeah. But those guys don't have an invulnerable save, and they're so good.
Yeah, so I quite like that one. I think that one's quite cool. The Ultramarines one as well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, you're right. That's the one where they fire back from a different unit, right?
I think someone else can join in, is it? They can join in or like, you're right. It's another unit can do a return fire instead, and that's quite cool. But yeah,
lot of them are quite cool. But yeah, I think the best ones interrupt your opponents, and then all of them are quite useful.
Mm.
For the Dark Angels, are just terrible. If anyone thinks the Dark Angels one is good, please let me know and why and how you use it, because I have no idea.
Yeah. Cool. Anything else you want to add?
No, that's it.
Cool. Well, thanks, Jay. And thanks for watching. Give it a like and subscribe if you enjoyed it. Let us know what you think about your favorite reactions, as Jay has said. And we'll catch you in the next one.
Yeah, and remember, nobody escapes the ball.
God, I'm going to turn this off.